Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that doesn't know when it's going to start because fucking Poseidon doesn't know how to give a sign. The man in front of me is in charge over here. His name is Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over there is Poseidon.
Who has no charge.
Hello, gentlemen.
I just got back from Jamaica, and he's browner than I am.
Yeah, it's because he's shaved. It looks weird.
Yeah.
You look like you have a fresh tan. Or maybe it's because your co-workers at the car place don't like you, so you're outside all the time.
You look like a dirty turtle.
Maybe it's the dust.
Oh, El Dusto.
Yeah. Maybe.
And your hairline looks like it's grown forward.
Yeah, because... So I started getting baby hairs in my forehead.
Okay, like, he cuts them every time I go. He shaves it back up.
Yeah, me too. He shaves them back up, but they regrow. But like it was weird because like you know how some dudes had their a receding hairline.
Yeah.
Into adulthood, mine had like I don't know how you say the what's the opposite of receding?
Not receding.
Opposite of receding.
Yeah. I know Bubbles, the one with Michael Jackson, had that.
Bubbles.
Yeah, Bubbles had
the
what had the same hair.
By the way, I didn't realize that he was doing that to me until because I saw videos and I was like, how am I growing hair? Because I was like, I thought I don't have hair there. Like, I have the widow's peak, and then the next week I would have hair further down. Like, what the fuck's going on? And then I realized the last time I went 2 weeks ago for him to cut it, he cuts everything up here. I didn't realize.
Why would he do that though?
Because
I get it for him because it's like low, it's almost like a Jamie Foxx type of hairline. But yours is like a V, so you're not supposed to shave that.
But even more V. Yeah, I don't know why
he still has to line you up.
I think that's what he's doing. That's lining everything up.
Yeah.
I didn't realize until I saw two videos, and the one that was later, I had more hair, and I was like, what the fuck's happening? And then I realized, I was looking at him, and I realized, like, oh, fuck, I never noticed. He goes all the way up. He cleans.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's the proper way.
I know that you were in Jamaica.
I was in Jamaica.
While you were in Jamaica, I was educating myself. I was learning about things, because I wanted to impress you guys, especially you. And I learned about a man that I guarantee you didn't know existed. You ever heard of a dentist named Gay Hitler? Poseidon, look up
who's Gay Hitler?
Gay Hitler dentist. You're going to love this. I spoke about this on stage. There was in the, I think he was practicing dental hygiene from 1922 to like 46 in the U.S.
Okay.
He was Gay Hitler, son of George Washington Hitler. He was named, his last name was Hitler, just how it is, and his first name was Gay. He was named Gay Hitler before Gay meant what it means now, and right before Hitler ruined the name for everybody named Hitler. So when he started his dental practice, he was like, yo, it's fucking Gay Hitler, baby. He's got the gas.
And Gay Hitler, is putting people under with the gas. Uh-huh.
So he was cool. He was Hitler.
Gay Hitler.
And then throughout the years, during his tenure as a dentist, Gay started to mean faggy. And, it was like, gay. And he's like, oh, God damn it. And then Hitler became Hitler. So
that's a lose-lose.
That's a lose-lose. He started a happy gay Hitler.
I think in 1946 he changed his name because it says serving our community from 22.
But did he change it?
I hope he didn't change it.
No?
Faggot Hussein.
Hold on. Did you hear what he said? He says, I think he changed his name because it says he was serving us from 22 to 46. So in 46.
That means he died.
That means he died, not he changed his name.
Really?
Yeah, he died or he stopped serving them. He didn't change his name ever. He died Gay Hitler.
Oh, he died at 66, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up? Like, that's the only person that has Hitler as a last name that their tombstone never gets swastikas or graffiti on it. Because people see it. Like, if you see Hitler, you go to the cemetery, you see Hitler, you're like, fuck you, and you want to knock it over. It? But if it's gay Hitler, you're
somebody
like,
already vandalized it.
His parents beat me to it.
Somebody already vandalized it. Gay Hitler.
Gay Hitler.
How nuts is it? Gay meant something different. And then 10 years into his career, gay means something completely different. And then he's like, I'll handle the gay thing. I'm going to let them know I'm not a homosexual. And then a few years later, Hitler is famous for killing it. He's like, God damn it, there's nothing I could do.
Yeah, he can't catch a break.
I don't know why. It's everything, too, that has to, that changes meanings. It's always something that has to do with gay people. Like the word gay used to mean happy or content or whatever. And then it means, you know, you like to suck other men's cocks. Mm-hmm. And then the rainbow used to just be a rainbow. It was leprechauns and then it became a gay thing.
Yeah, the gays stole it from the Irish.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So gays are thieves.
That's how drunk the Irish were, bro. The gays stole a rainbow from them. They didn't even realize. It used to be a thing about leprechauns.
Yeah, I know. And the with a pot of gold at the end.
Yeah.
Pot of gold, now it's a fucking...
That's an asshole. Yeah. It's a pot of cocks.
Yeah, pot
of... It's a pot of cocks.
Pot of cocks.
The Irish...
And the leprechaun is hard to find. The gay guy with the pot of cocks, very easy.
Yeah. The only person I know that looks for leprechauns in real life is him. He's obsessed with having sex with dwarves.
Oh, dude. Okay, first of all, I'm not obsessed with having sex with dwarves.
The algorithm begs to differ.
So I got like one video of these new sexy dwarves.
On Pornhub?
No, on like TikTok or whatever.
Okay, but new sexy dwarves.
So like dwarves.
What was the old sexy dwarves?
Dwarves were always disgusting them, but they were like super like disfigured.
They were always disgusting. They were always disgusting. And I like how he's trying to be politically correct. He's not saying midget. He's saying dwarf because he doesn't want to offend anyone.
That's the word I was
looking
for.
He doesn't want to offend anyone, but he's saying dwarves were always disgusting.
You know, I don't
with
mean,
their big ugly heads.
I don't mean, you know, the little fucking legs were really disgusting. I'm not trying to be mean. Dwarves, bro, not majos. Yeah, they're disgusting. You know, the boner killers? You know what I'm talking about?
But like lately, I've noticed a fad on social media of these dwarves that are sexy. Like they got the tits, they got the bikini, they got the ass.
But that isn't a fad at all because I've never had a small person on my TikTok.
Are they children?
No.
You're sure?
Yes, 100%.
You didn't fall into like TikTok.
No. But I think what happened was I liked the story.
When the guy comes, does he say, if you tell anyone, I'm going to murder your mom?
I think what had happened, there was a guy who was dating a dwarf. And then
I think what had happened, he goes, this is very elaborate for you
and
thinking.
Then I think, I don't remember exactly. And then like I found it funny, like I liked it. And I just kept getting like sexy dwarves, these dwarves in bikinis.
Yeah, because you just fucking liked the video of a sexy dwarf.
And like once, twice, I was like,
there's once, twice.
I was like,
I'll allow
yeah, whatever.
There's
sexy dwarves, but like this is kind of weird. Yeah.
That's what's fucked up about TikTok because no one ever sees magicians, and I didn't even know I liked magic, but TikTok is fucking trying to. Every time I turn it on, it's always in the day. It's always a magician, and I think it's because any other video, you skip right away, but a magic trick, you go, I'll watch it to see what happens.
Yeah.
But so now it's all. Like, during the day, it's all magicians, and at night, it's all, like, just hot chicks.
Fuck, I deleted my TikTok last week in solidarity with the Canadian government. Since they're not allowed to look at sexy dwarves, I will not allow myself to look at sexy dwarves. So now all you jerk off to is sexy dwarves.
No, I don't jerk off to them.
Anymore.
Have you ever, like, how about your Pornhub?
My when Pornhub? No, Pornhub. I don't have none.
But
you
watch it in private mode? Or?
Yes, always.
Okay.
But it still registers.
No.
Yeah, Google
no,
still.
Doesn't.
Oh, really?
No.
Private
no, no.
mode, like it.
Okay,
it,
that's
it
why there was some weird.
That's
shit.
Why it won't give you like your same shit over. I guess. Why do you get the same stuff every time you log into Pornhub?
No, but I guess it's because it's the hot videos in Canada section.
What are the hot videos? Are they dwarves?
No.
Then they're not that hot.
A lot of stepsister stuff. Stepmom shit.
So you're just getting. You're not plugged in. You're not plugged into private, bro. It's just, as usual, it's your feed.
You should, but try it. Like, is it because you're afraid your girl is gonna go on your?
No, just a habit. Always.
No,
always.
Don't yeah. don't put it private mode.
How do you know that?
Because you've said it a million times. Oh, that you jerk off of your phone. through the years, you've talked about dropping your phone, jerking off, coming on your phone falling on. You've said a million stories about you jerking off with your phone.
I don't remember.
So don't do private mode, and then in a month, check to see. if even Pornhub knows you like banging little people.
Well, no, I don't like banging little people.
If you don't do private mode for a month and they start showing you midgets, that does mean that TikTok is taking your data and selling it to everybody, including the porn.
How hard was it when a couple of years ago when Two Drink Minimum, we had Brad Williams on the show? How hard was it for you to control yourself to not fuck him?
Yeah.
Did you really? Because you're not gay, but a small dick is small.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. He went to pick him up.
Almost irresistible.
You went to pick him up, right? Yeah, from the hotel.
No, I don't think I picked him up. I picked everyone up except for Brad Williams.
Is it me who picked up Brad? I can't remember who. Yeah. Fuck, we're crazy. I can't even remember.
Oh, he did a joke. One of his jokes was on TikTok also. Bro, it was hilarious. Fuck, I don't remember what the joke was about.
Sounds hilarious.
It's a good story.
I think it was about, actually, it was the same thing. It was about a dude, this giant black dude, dating a dwarf chick.
How's that the same thing as what?
Like the sexy dwarves.
That is not the same thing
at all. That's just,
well, it's talking about like dwarves.
It's just, are you a guy at videos dating of black guys banging dwarves?
No,
it's just the same thing.
No, it was Brad Williams. He had a
Why
bit
are you
about
playing
it.
Brad Williams.
No, he had a bit about it. He had a bit. That's it. And maybe because of that, I like that. And he's a midget.
He's talking about
midget, like a midget chick getting banged by a giant black dude. And like, there's more.
So you're
like,
blaming him?
I'm not blaming. I'm just saying maybe.
Because I follow him on Twitter and I have yet to see some sexy midgets.
But like now it's fucked up because like I'll get one and like I'll go, like fast.
Oh, because you're disgusted by
No, because like I don't want it coming back, right? So I'm trying to give the algorithm like, no. Like, I don't want to see it, but they keep coming back, bro.
Yeah, because it knows what you want, bro. It's AI. Yeah. It gets it. You're like, no, blonde, yeah.
But you, before you swipe up, do you screen grab it?
No.
You lick, how does it go? You lick the screen to flick it up? Yeah, gay Hitler. His father was George Washington Hitler. How crazy
Who
of a name
calls
is that?
Your, that? George Washington Hitler.
Yeah. It's the best thing I found online. Because it was that, and then other stuff that was making me angry was I went into my own mind's rabbit hole because I was looking at like ancient Egypt and Sumerians and all that. And then something really bugged me. I was like, who deciphered this? Because it's describing what like the Sumerian tablets that they found, like what their story was. And you know, the Sumerians discovered this. And I'm like, but who deciphered this? Because I don't think that's what it means. Because they're saying stuff about like, you know, they came on ships and from other planets. It's like, there's no way that's what it says. They're drawing leafs. Mm. Who the like? This is who interpreted this stuff? So it made me angry. And then the whole time I was like, who decides what hieroglyphs mean?
Yeah. Was it gay Hitler that found that?
No, it wasn't. Okay. I wish it was gay Hitler. Then I would believe it. Okay. But it wasn't gay Hitler. It was, I don't know who, but it was a lot of different archaeologists.
That's
that
almost the same
it.
As when people talk about art, what the painter meant.
Yeah.
And you're like, how the fuck do you know? Did you talk to him?
Because like, let's say right now, something happens, knock on wood, we get nuked. Okay? The whole planet goes into World War III. Everyone gets nuked. We restart with villages. And then they discover buildings in 2,000 years. And they have no line of history. Mm. They don't know what we did before. They find his apartment. Okay? And then, no, for real. They find sex dolls, pictures of sexy midgets.
Yeah.
Mold in the bathroom, yeah. And they could interpret that and be like, but people used to worship smaller beings. They used to fuck puppets that look like people, you know, sex dolls. That was what they did. And they could make up all kinds of things, but it's not everyone. It was one person. It's like, where do they find a sex shop? Are they going to be like, they were all sexual deviants. Everyone used to shove shit up their ass. It's not everyone. You know, so context matters.
Yeah, context is very important. Why'd you take a pause?
Just because the way you look, bro. The shaved face.
The shaved face.
It changes everything.
Yeah, I look like a fucking...
Yeah, why did you do that?
Well, I tried to like fix my mustache because it looked like whiskers and kind of like trim the beard a bit. But then I fucked up.
You went too far?
I went too far and then I'm like, now it looks weird and I gotta...
Okay.
I asked him for a photo, but he didn't take one because I want to know what looked weirder, this or what he had.
Well, yeah, because I cut it too short and it was just this.
Okay.
And like it was kind of over and we're like with a double chin. Like I feel like I kind of look like a pedophile.
Mm.
And I was like,
you look like a victim.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're not.
I'd rather look like the victim than the
than the predator.
Than the predator.
When I see the cops. Yeah, we had. You went. You left. You went to Jamaica. And, and then, like, all hell broke loose over here with, like, the intellectuals, Guido and Adam.
So what happened? All of the intellectuals, he's the only one that's still a free man?
He's basically the only one that's a free man, yeah. I believe, Guido, it's today that he's flying out to Vancouver for rehab. And
why is he going to Vancouver for rehab and not Mexico? Because he does everything
in
Mexico.
That's what we said. We said the same thing. He said because he knows the place in Vancouver. He's been to it and it works.
But aren't there places like closer? Because he doesn't have a job or money. So why is he flying across the country?
You're repeating my talking points. I yell the whatever you think, I've already thought it. And I've yelled it. There's no logic.
Because I travel a lot. I'm always on a fucking plane. But if I went to rehab, I'd find a place that was like half an hour from here.
It's like a relaxing. If I want to leave, I can go home.
And you're like rehab, like the way I see it, you're just in a house. They put you in a room. You don't have internet. You don't have anything.
Yeah.
So you could be anywhere.
Yeah.
You can be Vancouver. You can be fucking Shibugamu. It doesn't matter.
No, he picked that place.
Okay.
So I have him going there, which is good because it might only last 2 weeks if he gets his shit together, which is nice.
How long is he, like, they have to stay there 21 days?
16 days, I think, right?
It has to be.
I have no clue.
16 or 21.
He told me a month.
I did the month with that alcohol thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere online I read after a month, and it wasn't rehab. It was just me not drinking. But because I there weren't any flights available for Vancouver.
Okay, that's why,
so I had to stop drinking here. But everywhere online, they were like, it'll change your drinking habits when you start drinking again. And it the thing I noticed didn't change my drinking habits, but I don't like the same drinks that I used to. Like, beer tastes weird to me now.
That's interesting.
Yeah, like I don't like beer
anymore. But you don't drink as much as when we first met. You don't drink at all.
Yeah, because I was I was deep in my depression. Yeah. I was drinking. Like, I was talking to a friend about that. Like, my wife once told me, like, she that I was drinking too much. But I was like, yeah, but drinking is what kept me alive. Because during my depression, I was going to say I'm from the generation, but it's not true. I'm the type of person that I wouldn't go see a therapist.
Yeah, me neither.
Because, you know, I'm a man. Yeah. I'm a gay Hitler. I'm a dentist. You're not gay Hitler. Am I gonna talk about my feelings? No, so I cured my depression with drinking.
Yeah.
So when she was like, you're drinking too much, and my friend was like, yeah, but the drinking too much is what prevented your suicide. So I was like, fuck, yeah, I should have told her that. Instead of just going, fuck you, mind your business, whore.
Mind your business, bitch. I'm a man. So he's going there, and then Adam is another can of worms.
Oh, fuck.
He explained in the last episode of The Intellectuals, it took about an hour for him to explain why he got arrested and what's happening with his lawyer and how they pleaded guilty to something he didn't do. He pleaded guilty to being an accessory. But there's no one else involved in the case, so he's an accessory to whom? To what?
Yeah.
Like, it's so insane. It's,
So he's an accessory to himself?
Yeah, kind of. There's no one else there. It's just him versus a lady who... and none of it makes any sense.
So if it's just him, if he didn't plead guilty, they would have had to prove he was guilty.
But I guess his lawyer got fed up. He's like, just plead guilty. So he's like, okay, he knows what he's doing.
And
he's a lawyer.
You told me that when the cops talked to him, he pulled, like, proof out of his pocket.
One of the things that's written, though I think the cops may be exaggerating, but this was written in the court. I sent you the picture. This is official court transcript. They said, yeah, we were letting him go, you know, from the detention
center.
And
we asked him, do you know this person with this number? He said, no. Do you know this address? No. And then a paper fell out of his pocket.
A grocery store receipt fell out of his pocket. And on the back of it was those two names with those two numbers. Which, if it's true, it's hilarious.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, but he says it didn't fall out. Yeah. He says they're exaggerating. It didn't fall out. I think they took it or they saw it or I don't know what the fuck.
But even, like, if you're talking to cops and let's say a cop asks me, do you know this person? And I know, fuck, I have this guy's name written on a napkin in my pants. I better say I know him and try to think of a reason.
I know him, yeah.
I know him. I met him. He was selling He was selling fucking scuba gear.
We or fuck.
Whatever. Yeah, we fuck.
Make it awkward. So that happened. But the funniest is he's like, yeah. So during the interview, I go, it's an interrogation. They arrested you. It's not an interview. You're not on Rogan. I was trying to explain it to him. Like, he's like, during the interview, they were asking. And then I knew not to incriminate myself. I told him, I go, guys, I watched Law and Order.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh. But you know, a sad man. Jesus.
But you know what's crazy, Mike?
And then he proceeded to incriminate himself.
But you know what's crazy? All he had to do was tell the truth.
Yeah. He actually, here's the crazy thing.
That's what's insane about
him. He's a victim as well.
Yeah.
Because the story is very simple.
Yeah.
He was told, hey, do me a favor. I'll give you a bag of weed. There's an envelope. My ex has an envelope to give you. Go pick up the envelope from here. He didn't know that. He's like, okay. So he goes to meet this woman. What was going on, unbeknownst to him, was that she was being blackmailed, extorted. They had a new naked picture of her, whatever they told her. If you don't pay us, we're going to make them public. Something along those lines. So he shows up, and he didn't even know who the woman was. Like, oh, okay. It was the wrong woman. It was a cop pretending to be the woman, but he thought it was her because he didn't know what she looked like. So already there.
I love what Mike.
Already there, when they're saying you were extorting her, that's an argument of, if I have naked photos of you, I know what you look like.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to Poseidon thinking it's you. But his lawyer didn't use that as a defense. They just said, yeah, whatever, plead guilty.
His lawyer must be legal aid, though. Like, yeah, if a guy aid. That yeah, lives yeah. the way he does,
yeah, it's legal aid.
He doesn't have like the like primo lawyer.
No, it's legal aid.
Fuck.
It's legal. Legal aid.
And it's I assume it's bad legal aid.
But what like do you think? I think it's very, like Poseidon said, very loose pants.
Yeah.
Very loose pants legal
yeah,
aid.
He's defended by someone that in a documentary they go, yeah, his other lawyer fucked up everything. And that's why he's been in prison for 38 years.
Yeah, that's just going to happen to him. So then his lawyer's like, just plead guilty or whatever. He's like, okay, my lawyer says, but guilty to what? You don't even know what's going on.
Exactly.
Just tell them the truth.
Well, so how much jail time is he going to get?
So he was looking at a couple of...
9 months, I think.
No, he was looking at a couple of years, 9 months in jail or like a couple of months house arrest. But from what his lawyer tells him, they've already negotiated. We're just waiting for the trial, the sentencing to happen. And they've already negotiated a plea deal of house arrest.
Oh, because they know his apartment is worse than a prison?
That's what I said. Yeah, but he's going to have to do house arrest at his mom's, which is a better house. So that's good. It's better for his mom. But,
God, poor mom. Yeah. Jesus.
But he's going to be allowed to go to work, so he can come to the podcast. Okay. I have to just write him a letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a weird fucking system we live in.
Yeah. Unless they turn the tables and he goes to jail. But I even said it's impossible because he was talking about going to jail. And I didn't grasp it. Instead, I told him, you realize you will die. Yeah. You will become a container for gang member semen until they kill you. Until they fuck you to death.
Until they
right?
get tired. Yeah. How much of a plot twist would it be if he comes out of their gang tattoos?
It's impossible.
I know it's impossible, but how... Like, how would you react?
Or the only tattoo he might come out of prison with starts with the phrase "property of
the Aryan Nation."
Because and plus, like, if he because he's not, and I don't want to say like he's not a good looking dude, but he doesn't look like the type of dude that'd get gang raped.
Yeah, he's not
prison.
Feminine.
So he's gonna get a fucking weirdo that's gonna fuck him.
Yeah,
and someone will fuck him.
Oh yeah, someone will fuck him. All right. But it looks like he's going to get house arrest.
Okay.
So that's happening with him, but he's incriminating himself. And then you know what the best part is? We're like, just tell the truth. Give up the guys who fucked you over.
Mm.
And he's tight-lipped, bro. He's not like Takashi.
Yeah.
He said nothing. He kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
And usually, like, if someone fucks you over and you don't rat him out to the cops, it's because you're going to take the matters into your own hands. He's not going to take anything in his hands.
He's going to ask us to do it.
Does he think, is he even mad at them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he just is like, but you know, like he doesn't
things
know
happen.
How to.
Shit happens.
Yeah, he's not thinking clearly. But the good thing would be if he does just get house arrest and he gets to go to work and all that. I mean, it's no different than how he lives
now. Do you ever think, like, the way he got manipulated into doing this stupid little crime?
Yeah.
Is kind of the way you manipulated him into doing the intellectuals. You think maybe...
I didn't bring him to the intellectuals.
It's Guido that brought him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know him.
You're going to love this. He keeps saying we...
it's extorting the best thing. It's the best thing that's ever happened.
Is it not extorting?
Okay.
Fuck, what's the word I'm looking for?
Something negative
like manipulating him.
No, not manipulating.
Okay. It's not extortion. It's... taking advantage of? What's the word? Like, we're taking advantage of him.
Okay.
With these stories or some shit.
That's what he's saying.
Which is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot the word.
I'm waiting.
I am not going to remember it, it's going to bother me.
You will.
Fuck. So what are you going to do, like, for the intellectuals?
Well, I have Claudio Capri and okay,
until he gets arrested.
Claudio Capri is the guy that's that was scared shitless?
Yes.
Okay. So, and who's going to replace... so he'll replace Guido. Who's going
to
replace
Adam?
So I have
one episode in the bank that I got them to do before the hiatus, which is going to come out on Thursday. And then... we'll have that that week and a half period before the sentencing hearing. So we'll be able to get another one or two episodes of him, Claudio, and Adam.
Okay.
And then we'll see if after sentencing we still have access to him. Him and even just him and Adam could do episodes.
Yeah.
As long as there's one, him and one of the regular intellectuals, it could work. But if they're both gone, the show should go on hiatus until the crackhead and the other guy gets
The word I was looking for, by the way, is exploiting. He says exploiting. We keep exploiting him.
Yeah. No, he doesn't know what exploit. He says that every time we make fun of him for... because I thought he meant being on the show. But he says that every time we tell him that women are not really women online, the ones that ask him for PayPal
cards, thinks that that's exploiting?
No, that we're... here's the crazy part. He doesn't know what exploiting means because he says we're exploiting him by telling him that they're not real. And I'm like, we're not exploiting you.
Yeah.
We're telling you what we really believe, which is not, it's really not real. That's why you keep losing your money. They're not real people. So he's like, you guys, wouldn't you say that that's exploiting me by saying that, you know, saying those stories? But
do you think he's just asking that because he doesn't know, like he wants to see if he has the right word?
Dude, it's a circus.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's a circus.
I think the craziest podcast.
Yeah, and you made me. It sounds like you exploited me into listening to something. But you told me that you were listening to the audiobook, the 50 Cent audiobook.
Yeah.
So I started listening to it, and it's a really good audiobook for those that haven't listened to it. It's really, really good. And he's a super smart guy, good businessman. And he was talking about how you got to clean up. Sometimes you have dead weight that's around you. And when he was talking about that, I was like, oh, fuck. Pantelis should listen to this this chapter again.
I already have a exit strategy where Poseidon kills both the intellectuals and then himself.
Oh god!
I have all the dead weights gone. I start fresh. Oh. Yeah, he has that. The good thing is that they're doing their own thing. But yeah, there was a lot of there's a lot of parallels.
Hope Guido rehab will do him good.
He said when he did it a couple of years back, it helped him a lot.
Okay,
and he had quit drinking. Because
when
time.
I met Guido, he was like doing good.
Yeah.
And, everything seemed fine with him.
He told us on the show that he goes through cycles.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess I met him in a...
You met him at a good point. It's also because the business. He's in love with like comedy and podcasting. And in Montreal, it's not that... it's never a clear road.
Yeah.
You hit so many roadblocks. And if you're not ready for them,
and there's so many weirdos,
I was talking about it in French. I did a half hour at Saint Eustache yesterday, and I spent like 10 minutes just talking about like weirdos in on the comedy scene in English, and they were laughing. They really enjoyed it. Like, oh, yeah, there's because I was doing the shooting story, all those stuff, the random shooting.
Oh yes, oh,
I hadn't
said
it in a while. I completely forgot about it.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, so I was talking about that. And it's full of weirdos. That's why now we're trying to rebuild the scene here.
Yeah.
With Comfort Zone gets good weirdos.
Yes.
Comfort Zone has been getting better and better, dude, on Wednesdays.
Because there's a lot of talent in Montreal right now and a lot of people doing well, too. Like, just like the fact that Chris Ramsey is in town and like Abba and Preach, what they're doing, that gives...
Elevates.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there used to be a lot of really good comics in Montreal in English, but they were all guys who were like, that guy's fucking hilarious. If he was in New York or LA, he'd be a millionaire. But he's the funny guy that works as an accountant.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was all guys with real jobs. And whereas then, now there are like comics that make real money.
And now a lot of the younger comics are seeing this.
Yeah.
And they're using it as like a blueprint. Like, I get asked, I used to always get asked stupid questions. Now I've noticed backstage at Comfort Zone, the comics, the young ones, are asking me smart questions, podcasting questions, touring, how do you do this, how do you do that? And it makes me happy every week. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's a good question. Because they used to ask stupid questions. Like, how tall is Rogan? Like, is it, that's not gonna help you? And it, like, it's not gonna help. It's just a weird question. That, you know, I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah.
But it's weird stuff. But now they're like, how do you do this? And that, do you pay for this? Do you do that? And I was like, oh fuck, okay. They're getting it. They're starting to get the business.
Oh, speaking of dumb questions for podcasts, remember I told you that the artists union in Quebec was trying to come after Suzy Kut?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because they wanted me to pay to become a member of the union and to pay people union wages. And then we were telling them we pay people better than the union wage. And then they in one of the meetings, so they now they dropped their thing because they were saying how Suzy Kut is subsidized. They were like, if you don't join the union, you're going to lose all your subsidies.
You're not subsidized.
And then we're like, we're not subsidized. And then they were like, well, how do you pay for everything? Well, we sell ad space. Like we have ads. Independent. And we have patrons. And they were like, so the government doesn't help you at all? And we're like, no. And they're like, oh, that's interesting. Like, for them, it was that's impossible. Amazing.
Do you know why? Because all the stuff they do is shit.
Yeah.
And it can't stand on its own two legs.
Exactly.
So it needs help from the government to keep it up.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because I remember one time I fought with a guy and then he stopped talking. It was online. He wrote in French. He goes, fucking, about the podcast, fucking subsidized people. You're using the money from the government. And then I go, who the fuck gets subsidized? I don't get subsidies. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? And then the whole thing started. And then people were jumping in like, they don't get subsidies. And then he shut up. Like, oh, no, it's sell tickets, Patreon.
But I get that, like, a dummy that this guy isn't necessarily a dummy, but someone that's not in the industry wouldn't know exactly what's subsidized, what isn't. But someone that's coming after me, if you're coming after me, do your research.
Some homework.
Yeah. Like, even before we did Rogan, I knew that Rogan
was not subsidized by the government.
But I knew that he didn't pay his guests too.
Yeah, because that
was a question I got a lot. I don't know if you got that too. People were like, "How much did it pay to do Rogan?"
Yeah, $75,000.
Yeah, but like, I was like, "Of course it doesn't pay anything because it's
the best huge exposure. It's the biggest show.
It's the biggest free plug you can get."
Yeah, and yeah, people are surprised.
Yeah, but I get that. Like my cousin. That works in a fucking like a foot doctor clinic doesn't know that, but someone that works in show business should know.
You know what I'm gonna go do? Because now, because I'm a member, a full member, I think they've given me insurance.
Okay,
I'm gonna go get LASIK eye surgery.
Do it.
Oh, do they pay for the eye surgery?
I think so, right? The insurance. That's what it should. I'm gonna double check.
Okay. Because
already LASIK, I heard that it's gonna cost me only like $3,500. So if they cover 80%, it's fucking amazing.
Each or
it's
both?
Free.
No, for both.
Oh, that's the, And they cover 80%? That's you're just going to pay like $5.
Did you think he was saying the price per eye?
Yeah.
I'm only going to get only one.
No, because he did.
I'm right-handed.
I don't need both. I'm just like, what are you doing? I'm fucking seeing everything.
You're always wearing a monocle.
20.
No, because he did this, so I thought he meant like each.
No, $3,500, if they cover 80%, because when I called, the lady told me at the LASIK eye place, she told me it's 30 minutes. It's in and out. You could come in the same day.
So you're going to have to wear those sunglasses for a while.
Okay, I'm going to double check with her because I heard that was old school. Like my buddy did it a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that now you can wear your sunglasses. Like it's nothing. You can still do stuff.
I did it like a long time ago. And even when I did it.
They had stopped the glasses?
No, there was nothing.
Yeah.
Just the day of the operation.
Be cool.
Like you see fuzzy for like a day. And then that's it.
She told me I could drive. I don't know if she
really?
Was. Really? Oh, the day of the
operation. Oh, can I drive there, do it, leave? She was like, yeah, it's going to take a half hour and then you can drive off. And I was like, yo, that's amazing.
That's insane because when I removed my sty from my eye, they told me you can't drive. They didn't want to let me leave.
Do you know why? Because they sat you down there with a thing over your eye. You can't see, bro. You're going to drive blindfolded.
No, even without the thing, they told me you can't drive.
No, not without the thing. They had a thing on your head.
But they told me even when you remove it, we're not supposed to let you drive.
So how'd you go home?
Well, I told them I'm going to drive. And they're like, okay, at least wait an hour. Like, they can't force me to wait there.
The reason why they want you to sit is because normally people keep the thing on the time that you're there.
Yeah, but even when I took it off, my vision was very blurry. Like, I could barely see from my left eye.
But they didn't touch your eye.
They rolled it over, but they put all these chemicals and shit, and then they ripped open my eyelid.
It's just your
skin, no? No, it was on top. They cut my eyelid. It was, like, very blurry for, like, a day or two.
Really? That's so weird because it didn't touch your eye. Maybe it's because it was swollen and was covering?
Nah, I don't remember. It was very swollen.
No, I mean, because it didn't. Your actual but also,
I
think
I was because I was getting like a lot of blood in it.
Oh, it was pussing out.
Yeah, yeah, it was pussing out.
So that's why. Yeah, your vision is impaired. Two, yeah, that's yeah, why, yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah. How are you gonna see it? Have your fucking vision's blocked? It's like, bro, you'll never believe this, bro. They told me I can't drive with my eyes closed. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. I thought this was America. So yeah, that's why. But, that's
but it wasn't that
said.
Bad, even with
but
the
you
eye
never
patch.
Know because everyone's eyes are different. Maybe I'll do the LASIK, I'll go blind, and then I can't drive. Like you don't know.
Look, worst case scenario, turn into Cyclops.
That's not the worst case. It's the best case scenario. So I can wear sunglasses everywhere and then take them off and laser people. That's amazing. So I think I'll exploit their insurance and go get those. No more
yeah,
contacts.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. And I'll see even better than I do with the contacts, they said.
Yeah.
Really?
Especially like the first month. I don't know. Like
that, everyone that says the first month you see the best.
It's almost too much. It almost hurt. Like I remember the first month, like... When I do shows, it was you can see the person in the last fucking row.
God damn.
Like, I can't see anyone now.
Yeah, and and you see so much that you almost get tired because you're like, I have too much information coming at me.
Oh, really? That's how I felt when I first got glasses in high school. It was either high school or end of elementary, like grade 6 or it was grade 7. And for years, I never told anyone I needed glasses. And they were like, "What the fuck?" And I wasn't doing well on certain tests that were easy. Like, but the answers are there. How come you didn't get it? Because I couldn't see. I was squinting all the time. Like this. I didn't realize I had any glasses. I was just. I thought nobody could see far.
Oh, that's funny.
When I put them on, I remember. I was like, "Holy!" And I took the glasses. It was a Côte de Neige. They had a lens craft in the mall, and I didn't put them on to look around there. I went. I picked them up. I took them, and I walked all the way to Côte de Neige in Van Horn, where the bus stop is. And I sat down. And I put them on in the bus stop. And dude, I was looking at the ground for like 5 minutes.
No.
I was like, this is amazing. Like, I can see all the little grains. I was shocked. I go, this is how funny. People see. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, the only other time I ever saw really well was when I took mushrooms.
Okay.
I took mushrooms in 2013, I think.
Okay.
September was the only time I did it.
And it improved your sight?
Everything was in HD.
Shit.
And
without glasses
without,
or
I was
contacts?
Wearing my contacts like normal, but everything was better. It was in HD.
Okay, yeah.
And neon... was the greatest thing I ever saw in my life. I love neon signs. Mm,
yeah, you told me.
It was
this.
A good feeling. Yeah, you have to do mushrooms.
I want
to
try mushrooms, but I'm afraid I might find out I'm gay.
No. We'll tell you that. the dude blowing you is going to tell you. But I know Homer the first time he did it, the way he sold the experience to me was the same thing. He goes, dude, you're going to see everything differently.
Okay.
Yeah, you calm down, you stop like sweating the small stuff.
For me, it didn't change anything about the way I think. It was just a fun little buzz.
Yeah? No, me, it lasted 8 hours.
Okay.
Yeah,
mine That's was really long. Mine was long too, but it didn't, like, I didn't come out of it a changed man.
Well, changed, I mean, I'm still the same person, but it changed a lot of the how I see the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Maybe I didn't do enough.
Did you have, like a Tony Soprano moment in The Sopranos where he's looking at the canyon?
No, I don't. I know that Homer started to respect nature and animals more.
Okay.
I don't know that because he had mentioned to me. I always liked animals. But I don't know, it was just the way I saw everyone was different. Yeah. But nothing like that's easily tangible to describe.
Okay.
But it was a very good, that's why I recommend him doing it. Like if it was a bad experience, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, and it seems easier to do now too, because in the old days, like when I did shrooms, I was like, how much do I take? And they were like, take a handful, but not a big handful, which is the worst fucking... A handful, but not a big handful.
No,
means
he had
nothing.
Measured at me.
Oh, me, it was a take. So I was going, you know, kind of half-assed. But now you can take pills. You can take, there are a bunch of ways to do shrooms.
You can take pills?
Yeah, they have them like in pill form.
I didn't know that.
I just don't want it to last 7 hours.
It's going to last 7 hours.
Yeah, I don't, because I think it has to do with your digestive system.
Because you're poisoning your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Like alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I don't think you control that. But if it doesn't last that long, I don't think you did enough. I think you need to do it. Maybe the pill form is better because do you still have the half hour? Because the first half hour when you take shrooms,
you
want to throw up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never thought to ask.
Yeah. But you should. I'm telling you, it'd be a good experience for you.
Yeah.
I'm not alone. You do it with someone else.
Someone
like, that could guide
that
you.
Also did shrooms.
Yeah.
Don't do
me
it.
Me or Homer or something like that. That can guide you through it. Because alone, you get confused. You're like,
and
this
go
a
to
feeling?
A happy place. Like, don't do it.
Don't do it at home.
Yeah.
You go like a... us, it's different. I don't know if you want to walk. Mine, it was walking. I walked through the neighborhood and stuff. Through TMR, and it was the best experience. But because I really love doing it. I love walking through TMR. But you, I know you like nature and shit. It might be yeah. rent a chalet.
Yeah. Mm. I did it. When I chill. Did it, I was
and look
in
at the sky and stuff and just it, forget what you're looking at. You're going to be thinking about all kinds of shit. And you're going to be seeing, not hallucinating, but you're going to be seeing deeper into things.
Yeah.
When but in I, a good way, not yeah, yeah.
When I did it, I was in New Brunswick next to the ocean. So there's something very relaxing about
the
listening
sounds.
To the waves yeah. And the... The like it's the ocean is fucking beautiful when you're stoned. So yeah, do it in nature.
Yeah, yeah. By the ocean, I think I'd like.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe you know where it'd be a good
so
place.
We don't have ocean
where
you, here.
Where your yeah. Where your father and mother-in-law live, but you don't want to do it with them.
No, no,
yeah,
no,
obviously
no, no.
not.
Because even if no, even if they're close by, don't do it because you're gonna start.
You'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah. fuck, they know I'm stoned.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, what I would have to do is I would have to do what you did. Just turn off my phone.
I was going to mention yeah. that. Yeah. Your phone has to be off. No, no, because any a downer is going to, even through the phone, is going to fuck up your whole high. Because the reason why Homer made me leave my phone at his house was because he's like, you're going to get a phone call and you're going to get pissed off. And then it's going to fuck up your whole night. He goes, so leave your phone here and we'll take a walk. And there was someone that wanted to come that he... told him at the end, don't come, because he's a known, he's in the crew, but he's a known downer.
Okay.
And he goes, no,
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he goes, Pantel's his first time. It's going to fuck him up, so you're not allowed to come.
Wow. Okay.
And he made the right move. I love that
yeah,
experience.
Like either rent an Airbnb or your dad's place, like his country place.
Oh, yeah, when he's not there.
Yeah.
Pretend like you're going to clean it.
Yeah.
And don't, do it don't do it with your girlfriend the first time. Do it with someone who's done it. And then if you like the experience, then you could do you and her, and you're the guy that's leading. You get it?
Yeah.
But the first time, just you, you have no work, no nothing, no appointments. The whole day is reserved for that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like it's like a mental spa day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like summer camp for adults.
Yeah. Just for your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But these are not like they're considered recreational. Me, I can't tell, like I did it. It wasn't something that I want to do every month. It felt good, you know, but it's not like an everyday type of thing. It's a huge experience.
I'd never, like I only did it once and I will do it again, but it takes so much time.
Yeah.
You got to plan this out like a vacation.
Like so far, I've never had the free time again to be able to do it. Yeah. I've never had that much free
time. Like I really like edibles, and the thing I hate about edibles is it ruins your day because that's all you do.
Yeah. We do it at night.
Yeah.
I got edibles that don't work.
Oh, really?
I don't think they work.
Like, how do you feel?
I don't know. I didn't do them now. I do them like at night.
All I know is I took edibles once. It was at the movie theater with you. I took a quarter of a cookie.
With me?
Yeah, with you, Alex. Was Homer?
Oh, there? The Seth Rogen movie.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
It's hilarious.
And it didn't kick in. I think I've said this numerous times.
Oh, yeah, it didn't kick in at the theater.
At the theater,
it kicked in hours later.
Yeah, at home, and I'm like, I'm on the phone with my dad, and I'm talking normally, and all of a sudden, I get all droopy and shit. I was like, I'm never having this shit again.
Mine kicked in at the right time. I remember. I enjoyed that fucking movie. Yeah. It could have been a shit movie, but I was dying of laughter.
I had when I was in Jamaica, I bought edibles. And they were the weakest fucking edibles I've ever had in my life.
Is it that you're getting strong, like you're growing an immunity?
No, because I was with Fallu, who's like the biggest like pussy for.
And
for,
he didn't.
And he was like, he didn't even feel buzzed. And the thing that was weird, like I think because we're so used to associating Jamaica with weed. So we think that their weed is going to be crazy
they
strong,
smoke weed
like
those
California. Yeah, they're a little bit. But the guy. It was funny because the guy at the house were like, "How much are we supposed to take?" And he goes, "Take a little, and then when it hits, you'll know how much to take." But I was like, "That doesn't like I want. Do I take a full brownie, half a brownie, a quarter brownie?" And he goes. Well, you know, try a half and then, or maybe a quarter, or maybe an eighth. And I was like, okay, there's a big difference between a half and an eighth.
Yeah.
And so the first day I did an eighth and then it didn't hit. Then another eighth didn't hit. Then I took a half and I felt something, but not crazy. And then the last day I took the full brownie and it was kind of like the edibles we had in Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta, they made us laugh a bit, a little happy, but not woozy.
Yeah.
The Atlanta edibles were actually good for because they were light, but they there was a buzz.
Yeah.
These ones now, I guess because they're medical or whatever, I didn't, I haven't felt anything. Maybe they're more CBD, but I have other stuff to try that they sent me. I have a chocolate bar I haven't tried yet,
okay,
which is supposed to get you high, and I have the stuff that you're supposed to put in water.
Okay, or like drops? Drink.
Yeah, like drops. That's supposed to be good. I forgot to bring you. I want to.
Oh, come I put some in his dates.
Oh, good.
He
good.
He bought. He ordered dates.
No, but I'm gonna give you like the little capsules, I guess, and you can put them in any drink. It's supposed to mellow you out or whatever.
Yeah.
But I haven't opened it yet, so I didn't bring it to you. I keep forgetting. So those are probably gonna. It's maybe you play some video games after you do them, something like that. But the edible candy ones that they gave me haven't done shit. And okay. And you're supposed to take one. And I take two at a time. I took three the other day. Nothing happened.
Fuck.
Man, I don't know if I just, it's just not potent enough for me. I'm a big guy.
Mm. The CBD I liked, but every time I take
CBD. It's mostly CBD, this.
I would just stay in bed and just jerk off.
It made you lazy and horny?
Lazy and horny. I would just like, I jerked off like 3-4 times in a row.
Is that CBD? Bed. CBD makes you horny?
Any kind of weed has
weed
always.
Weed always makes me horny.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
I never pay attention to if I'm different level of horny.
Yeah. Weed makes me horny. But I don't know if it's the CBD or like, I think when I used to have CBD drops and I wouldn't get horny with CBD.
I think because you feel relaxed.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's why you're not getting horny.
Oh, yeah. No, that, because, yeah, like it's, yeah, it's exactly a horny, like when you're tired. It's a
tired horny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why for a while I was yawning and I was getting hard. I've said
you were
this.
Yawning
I, every time hard? I'd yawn, I'd get hard. I've said this already on like a old.
Yeah. And was it so? That means like so. When every time you'd fuck a girl, when she'd yawn, that'd make you harder.
Every time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
That's why you'd always catch me sleeping. Yeah. It's like, oh, now you're speaking my language.
She's snoring.
Listen here, whore. Challenge accepted, whore.
Yeah. I'm gonna fuck all the kids in this bunk. Yeah, no, I never pay attention if you're more or less horny. I never noticed any difference in my sex drive. Only thing is, if you're hammered, then I'm done. I can't get horny.
It depends on the alcohol.
I guess, yeah.
It depends on the like whiskey, wine makes you
white,
horny.
Wine's nice, yeah. Wine doesn't affect me though.
White wine makes me either want to fuck or fight, and I don't know, I don't know which, like, what's gonna happen.
No alcohol makes me want to fight anymore.
Me white wine, not fight like punch people, but just
makes you aggressive.
Yeah, just like I talk shit, like. Like I correct people, but and it's not even people. It's just
women.
It's just but my wife like that. That's why I stopped drinking white wine because we drink and then we didn't know if we'd fight or fuck. But it was one of the two. And see, in Jamaica, I drank some white wine and I told everyone I was like, this either will make me horny or want to fight, and both of those things aren't good. Because I'm with couples and children. So, like, there's no...
He starts punching a kid in the face like, I'm going to fuck your mom. Yeah.
Call me daddy.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. I know. I'm not... Because I don't really drink. It's very rare that I'm drinking. And it's rare that I even do edibles. Or I don't smoke at all.
Yeah.
I don't like the feeling of smoking. But I like... You turn me on to the edibles. And I don't mind, as long as they're good, they work. I just don't like taking them expecting to enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
And then nothing happens. I hate that.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to me.
No, but you, at least you got the buzz after.
Oh, okay.
What
I hate
is that nothing happens. And I'm like, all right, well, I wasted an hour.
Yeah.
Waiting. You know, you're like, it's going to, because I want to play video games one day with them working.
Oh, shit. I don't think I'd be able to. I've tried playing video games high, like after I smoked, was not able. Dude, like, I tried playing Call of Duty and I was just like, my reaction time was
No, that's not a game you play. Mm-hmm. You need a game with just a view.
Yeah.
Play like Red Dead.
Yeah.
Ride a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Elden
Grand
Ring.
Grand Theft Auto, oof. You beat up.
Grand Theft Auto,
poker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elden Ring, I did New Game Plus.
Yeah?
And you lied to me. I don't get to keep all my stuff.
What do you mean?
They took away all of my Elden Rings that I had.
That's the only thing, though. But that's because it's part of the story, so you just have
that
to.
That is bullshit, bro. That is bullshit.
No, it was like
one thing, I'm way too overpowered.
Yes, I told you this was going to happen, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Dude, no, I overdid it.
No, what level are you?
190.
Oh, my God.
Everyone is one shot dying, bro.
Jesus Christ.
I don't call anyone. It's just me walking around one-shotting
bosses. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
There's one boss that took three hits.
No, which one?
The guy on the bridge, with the fucked up head. You meet him in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You keep meeting him, but his bridge.
Oh, this form, guy, yeah. McGrath.
Yeah, he used to be very tough.
Yeah.
Not so much now, bro.
Oh, dude, I remember going through that first boss. I died like fucking 80 times.
Yeah, the first time you died. They let you, once you finish the game, you could restart. Okay. But you keep all your levels and all, and it's supposed to get harder. The problem is, he told me there's going to be downloadable content coming. So I didn't want to I wanted to wait. So what I was doing is I was going to other people online, to their worlds, and I was helping them.
Okay.
And you keep gaining levels. So I was at level 190, and I had like all these spells and shit. I became super powerful. And they just announced that the downloadable content is coming, but they're still working on it. So it could be 6 months, a year. I don't fucking know. So, you know what? I'll just start a new game, like he told me. So I start the new game, and normally you die in the beginning. The beginning boss you're supposed to die at, I murdered him.
What about the horseman?
But the horseman, I walked down and killed him in 2 shots.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that used to be like a big thing. Oh, it's going to take you 5 hours. You level up. I'm just walking around. I'm not even looking half the time. Like, they're hitting me 5 times. Then I get some energy potion, and then I just kill people.
Yeah,
like I have all these spells too, and I have crazy spells.
Yeah, when you get to that level,
it's a lot of fun. But it's weird now because I overdid it. I spent too much time helping other people.
Yeah, so now that
I got too good, and I'm not gonna restart everything. I've spent like so many hours in this fucking game, so I'm not gonna lose all that. I gotta wait until the downloadable content comes.
But you think you're gonna be as into it in New Game Plus, but you're not.
I'm having fun. Like I put it on like this afternoon. I had 2 hours and I sat there. My wife was getting all her shit done, so she left. Hair and all that stuff. So I was just chilling with a dog playing games. And I liked it, but it was just I'm too powerful.
Yeah.
How many games do you have?
Too many. But you know what I've noticed? Because here's the thing. They'll always have these deals, especially like on Steam and on PlayStation Network. And it'll be like a game that's normally like $60. They'll put it for like $5. And I go, ooh, deal. And I buy it. And then like I don't touch it. I never play it.
He can't pass up a deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless the deal asks for him to be on fucking time.
Have you had any regrets about buying it, buying the PS5 or not?
Zero.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. Dude, it's amazing. Oh, it's so quick. You want to switch. Like, I'm playing video games, and sometimes with my girlfriend, like, she wants to watch a movie, and I go, okay, let's watch a movie. And I'll exit the PS4. I had to wait, and then I try to exit the game, and it sounds like a plane taking off.
I will say something. I don't know the technologies behind it, but the PS4 makes a lot of noise.
Right? Yeah.
Dude, the fucking PS5 is quiet. Silent, and it's running all kinds of shit. I don't understand how it does.
And it's fast. Everything
is instant.
Instant.
It's very wild to see how far they've
come. I don't have time to jerk off in between loading screens anymore.
Did you used to go jerk off?
No, I'm just fucking around. But like, because the loading screens used to be so long.
Yeah. Game, bro. They kill all these Jews, and then I was like, you know what?
God damn.
Daddy's got to be this day.
No, but like,
gay Hitler, got to be gay Hitler.
I'm going to beat my dick the way they beat fucking Shlomo over there. Like,
no, but like the loading screens used to be so long, I could watch like TikTok videos for like 3 minutes sometimes. Yeah. I'm waiting. Especially like Elden Ring. Like I tried to play Witcher 3 on the PS4. Dude, insane. No, I spent half the time on loading screens.
Did you know Spider-Man has fake loading screens?
What?
Spider-Man, the game on the PS5 version, has fake loading screens.
How do you mean?
Spider-Man is another game that did it too.
They added fake loading screens.
Yeah, because they said it feels weird because it was
too quick.
It's too quick. There's a few games that do it. They have minimal loading screens. It goes now loading, but they didn't even need to show that. But they go the other way. It's too jarring.
Really?
Yeah. Like you travel to it goes too jarring. So we threw this in.
But that's kind of cool, actually. You just appear.
It apparently makes the game feel worse. Like it's too jarring.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Also, we grew up with loading screens,
so
in your head, it's normal to see a loading screen.
Yeah.
But I don't mind loading screens as long as they're not excessive. But I'm trying to get back into video games. I'm trying to play a lot of video games to calm myself down. I feel like it calms me down, and then I get anxious again. That's why I'm trying to do edibles.
Well, because you feel like you're wasting your time.
I think that's the thing that I can't escape. I think that's what's fucking with me. So I'm doing it to try to feel relaxed, but then because I'm doing it, it's making me anxious.
Yeah,
I think that's fucking with me.
Speaking of wasting my time, I went to church today. I went to it was my grandmother's memoriam.
You better watch. Okay. You better watch your next words.
Basically, it's been like a year since she died.
Okay,
and
which makes sense if you're the You do a service a year later.
Yeah, a service. Okay, that's the word I was looking for.
It was like 14.
I don't know what to say, so I just said
19 months ago. So you it's been 704 days, so we had to commemorate.
I went to church, but like I hadn't drank water. I just left. I woke up early. Like I barely slept. And like I was dizzy. I was like freaking like wobbling and
did
shit.
Did you go to the wrong church?
No. I went to the right church. And
did you
like,
go to the black church on 2 blocks away from your house? You know, the black church?
No.
Then you went to the wrong church.
And it was so I'm basically like I asked the guy like selling the candles. I go, where do I get water? And he's like, downstairs at the sink. So I go downstairs. I see all these tables laid out, and they have a halva. You know what halva is?
No.
Well, you know he does. It's like a Greek pastry.
Okay. It's disgusting.
And I love it. It's fucking delicious.
Is it a religious pastry or it's a real pastry?
It's a real pastry.
It's a real pastry, but nobody eats it except for weird church ladies.
Okay.
No, it's really good. It's really, like, I really like it. It's like a pastry, but for, like, really poor people.
Okay.
Think of sugar, Play-Doh, nuts, and semen.
And sand. And sand. Yeah, and chocolate, sandy. A bit of chocolate. Yeah. I really like it ever since I was a kid.
Poor diabetics.
Basically. Yeah. And they
it's
had
like eating paint. It's disgusting.
Okay.
No, it's like eating tasty sand, but like meshed together sand
with paint. Yeah, paint.
Yeah,
the paint is what holds it together. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I really. And then I see like they had laid out all the tables, and you know on the tables they have like had like.
So
olives,
you wanted
bread.
Water, and you were like, "There's no water, so how about I eat some?"
Well,
sand?
So what I did was I'm like, "Nah, I wanted to eat this halva shit, right?" and like. I'm like, fuck, I want to eat, but like it's on people's plates. So I'm like, how do I eat without anyone noticing?
It wasn't like a buffet style?
No, it was on people's plates.
Yeah, well, it didn't have the name, but no one was
so
there.
So did you have to eat every plate? That
yeah, so I had to take one from each plate. And then I went behind the kitchen to go fill up to go drink water. And I realized it was a huge platter full of it. I was like, ah, shit.
So you stole everyone's halva?
One piece from everyone. Well, not everyone, but like a few.
Why'd you steal from multiple people?
Because it wasn't theirs yet. Nobody had sat down. It was just.
Were you trying to do it so people don't know you were there? You're like, no one has this. No one knows it's missing. Or it's because you just wanted more.
I just wanted to eat.
Oh, fuck. You're like a bear.
And then I'm like, don't mind if I do. Just fucking.
Cocaine bear. Now we have halva bear.
Halva bear. What a bad movie. That sounds like the worst thing. It's my Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
Yeah, I can't believe they made multiple ones and they're making another one.
How many did they do? They did two,
I think,
right?
They did two and they're making another
one. The second one was bad.
The second one was horrible. Yeah.
They're all bad. The first one was just like people like, oh my God, they're showing Greek people. And then you're
well,
like,
yeah, that's
none
what
of these
cool
people
it.
Are Greek. They all pretend like this to be the Greek.
They were displaying Greek culture. I think that's what.
No, they weren't. That was not Greek, bro.
Well, that was Americanized culture. Greek culture.
Okay, so why did you say it was Greek culture?
Well, you know what I mean.
No one's using Windex to cure cancer.
That's
bro.
True. That was bullshit. I, when I first saw that, I was confused. I was like, no one.
Yeah, it was. They were all bad. And then they had Joey Fatone in it.
I don't know who that man
Remember
is.
Joey Fatone?
The fat guy from NSYNC. Yeah. And there was Andrea Martin from SCTV. Was on there too.
I like her.
I like her a lot too.
I like her a lot. She was the best part. She played the mom, no? Or no,
mom
she
or grandmother or the
or
weird
aunt
neighbor
or some shit.
Or some
yeah.
shit. Yeah.
I really like her.
Yeah.
There's
I think she is. She might be like Martin obviously isn't Greek, but she might be half Greek.
I don't think so.
No?
No. They had a lot of people that weren't Greek at all.
Okay.
I don't mind. It's just they weren't. They're doing a new Hercules movie.
The live action one.
Yeah.
With Disney. Yeah, I'm curious to see. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Now, here's the best thing. Are they going to hire a Greek to play Hercules? If not, I say you protest.
Boycott?
No, just protest.
Protest.
Go online and be like, what is this, racist?
They're definitely not going to hire a Greek.
Of course not. Who's the one they're going to do? Who is it that we know that can do it?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I have
but
no
they,
idea.
They could hire a new guy.
But even, like, let's say a new guy that, like, maybe he's not. Do you know any athlete that would be good for I don't know anybody that would be good for that role, Hercules, Greeksters.
Be funny if they had like John Stamos because he's like 64
now. Yeah, it doesn't make
sense.
He's
in good shape, but
not for Hercules. Yeah, yeah I can't think of a good Hercules.
I think they were actually looking to cast either Chris Pratt or Chris Evans.
Chris
I think.
Pratt.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt played Mario too. Eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's like every culture he pretends to.
But Hercules is supposed to be a fucking like roid freak.
Yeah.
He's choking out lions.
At least get John Cena or The Rock.
Yeah.
Well, The Rock did play a Hercules.
Yeah, but it was
did
bad.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad. Yeah,
he played Brown Hercules.
Hercules in?
In a movie called Hercules, and it, was, yeah. it wasn't okay. good.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember.
I remember I saw it on a plane.
I watched it in Greece.
I saw it on a plane. I was like, this is disgusting. It wasn't good. Yeah, it really wasn't
But we've
good.
Heard Hercules goddamn. So much that Hercules, it's almost like he doesn't belong to Greeks anymore. He's just...
generic.
Yeah, it's like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you should just do Kevin Sorbo. Kevin Sorbo will forever be Hercules.
Yeah. Yeah, really tanned Hercules.
It's fucking funny.
It's funny seeing The Rock with hair. Can you come back?
Yeah.
He looks good with hair, though.
Yeah. And look, there he looks like he's fucking January 6th Hercules.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Click on the one you're on.
Let's fucking attack the Capitol.
Look at him. He's storming the Capitol. Oh! Look at him.
God damn.
I love
this. That's MAGA Rock.
Yeah.
MAGA Rock. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Storming the Capitol. Look at that face. He's like, "Fuck you, Biden."
Watch him come out with an apology video.
Yeah, this is I like the lion, killing the lion, the Nemean lion.
It's a good look, though. I'd watch that movie.
It's entertaining, but it's nothing like
a good movie.
Yeah.
It's hard to make those movies, but no one. I'm joking about the race thing, but no one even knows. If you say Hercules, they don't even understand what Greeks are or that they should be Greek.
The best,
bro. People think Cleopatra is black. Cleopatra was a Greek.
Yeah.
She was a Ptolemy. She was a Greek. She looks like fucking how Greek women look.
The best depictions of Greeks I've seen people do, like actors, was Gerard Butler in 300.
No. You just like him. He was a good portrayal because he was a jacked guy with a beard.
Yeah, but like I think he did a good Leonidas. He was like, badass.
I accept this. The kind of look. What they did do that was amazing for the movie, though, that was Greek, is they got the hair and the beard correct for the...
For 300?
Yeah, for him. They got his hair and his beard. They did the little twirls.
Yeah.
The little Greekster twirls and the beard, the same thing. I noticed little things that I appreciated.
And I feel like Troy was good, too, on that. Troy.
I mean, Troy was... It felt like fucking... It wasn't a bad movie, but it's just... You know what was accurate? They did a lot of good accurate things, except for him being gay. Alexander, there was a lot of good stuff in it. Just that Oliver Stone was like, yo... Let's get people talking.
Yeah.
Alexander's out there sucking dicks. That was the only thing that was weird. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that movie too.
Yeah. Who played the Hephaestion in that movie? I think it was Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was, right?
It was, yeah.
I don't remember that
Jared
movie.
Jared Leto got fucked by...
Alexander?
Russell Crowe. No, it wasn't Russell Crowe. It's the other...
2004 came out. God damn.
What's his name, bro? The guy who played Alexander? He's a great actor.
Colin Farrell was Alexander the Great?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I hadn't even known.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins was in it.
Yeah, Jared Leto was Hephaestion.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was a good movie. That's I'm going to rewatch that.
It was you're going to cringe a bit?
Yeah.
At the making Alexander a little too effeminate?
Yeah.
But apart from that, it was a cool movie. Val Kilmer was in it.
Yeah, I see it.
Fuck it, Oliver Stone does make good movies.
I haven't seen I only watched Natural Born Killers last year, and it was horrible.
I haven't seen that in forever. Yeah.
And I remember that when I first saw that movie, I was like, this is the best movie I've ever seen.
Me too, but I was young.
Because it was written by Tarantino, and then Oliver Stone ruined it.
Yes, and Tarantino was pissed.
But we had never seen Tarantino.
But Tarantino was pissed. He still speaks about it. Yeah. He doesn't want anything to do with that movie.
Yeah, that's why I listened to it, because I heard Tarantino talking shit about it, and I was like, that was an amazing movie. What the fuck's he talking about?
Woody Harrelson?
Juliette Lewis.
Yeah.
And Rodney Dangerfield plays the pedophile
abusive
father.
Dad. Yeah.
It was... Yeah, it used to be good, but it didn't age well, I think.
Is that... When did it come out? Because
probably 94.
Yeah. Oh, I was younger than 12. I know that I shouldn't have been watching it. 94?
Yeah.
I was 8.
I was 1.
God damn, I should not have been watching that
But
shit.
You probably saw it on DVD.
I saw it right when it just came out and it was hype.
Oh, so you saw it, you were 9.
9, yeah. I know it was less than 12.
Too young, yeah.
You know which movie I watched that I was too young to watch? Jaws. And then I think
Jaws.
A family member had told me that you know they filmed that in like a pool, right? But like my young dumb brain didn't understand what
you meant. Sharks in pools.
Oh, exactly. Shit, I can't go swimming
so
anymore.
So as a kid I was terrified of the deep end. Terrified. For no reason.
Why don't you fucking listen when adults are talking? Why don't you fucking listen?
But you weren't afraid of the shallow end?
Not because they can see.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't it be
easier? I know how stupid things.
I was very dumb as a kid.
How bad is your eyesight that you can't see 8 feet underwater?
No.
You
can see 4 feet. I know how children think. Yeah. Even though he could see, he thinks he's not seeing. He thinks
exactly.
What he's seeing is really like close range. He doesn't realize that. No, that is the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. I know how they think. Yeah. I deal with a lot of these retards. Yeah. I manage a company full of them. Yeah. Let me tell you. So Natural Born Killers, I saw too young, and The Exorcist, I saw at the same age. Yeah, both. But I always
think The Exorcist is fucked up to watch as a kid.
Am I going to try to shut them to not do that stuff? There's like I think about that.
It's good to traumatize kids.
There's little things that they but he's actually has a point.
Yeah.
Because I look at people around me, retards that were misinformed. They missed a lot. And I don't want my kids to be them.
It depends on what they see. Because like this happened to me yesterday. I was talking to one of the women that was there. Her 9-year-old daughter saw a video online. I don't know where she saw this or why she saw this. The mom told me it was on YouTube.
The murder?
It was a girl locked in a cage with a guy beating her.
Jesus Christ. I didn't mean for that to get out.
Yeah. And she was like, she's had nightmares ever since. Like, since it was like a sexual thing, but she didn't get it was sexual because she's 9. So it's just a fucking weirdo beating a woman.
Yeah, well, so, I wouldn't show that to my kids even.
But now the kids afraid of getting beaten or kidnapped or.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good at least.
Yeah,
gotta fucking keep her eyes peeled out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Me, it was that E-Bomb's World. I should have never watched as a kid. Like all the
website,
but not just the website itself. There was like the fucked up shit, the gory shit. Was that on E-Bomb's World or was that on something else?
On E-Bomb's World, I just remember comedy videos. Like my favorite video was the sexual harassment video in the workplace. I laughed so much. And I realized that I still have it on YouTube. Old video. Yeah. I have it there to watch it whenever
I'd forgot about E-Bomb's World.
E-Bomb's is good.
Yeah.
I
think it was a website. It was like fucking you could see beheadings and shit. People getting shot in the face.
It's weird how that like...
I remember beheadings in the early 2000s. I remember Viron showing me in his house. We'd go there. He's like, look at what I found. And it was like Al-Qaeda videos of cutting heads off.
Yeah.
And he got desensitized because he saw so many. I mean, I was like, this isn't real. And then I found out it was real.
Yeah, it's 100% real.
Dude, the guy crying when he's getting his head cut off.
Yeah.
And then I saw sheep get murdered same way. When they blood. And sheep act the same way people do.
Really?
Yeah, they die the same way.
Yelling?
Yeah, crying.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I wonder if like the... Like those websites that were huge, and it just disappeared. Like, in an instant, the E-Bomb's World was irrelevant.
YouTube.
I wonder, like if what he thought when YouTube arrived. If he was like, who cares? We're the big fish.
For sure. They all think that. I remember when the internet, I was trying to get people to update their stores and stuff to get a website. Yeah. They're like, this internet thing's going to blow over.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, by them saying that, I knew there's no convincing them. They don't see what it is. It's like podcasts. Years ago, when you were trying to, I was trying to tell people about podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a real thing. This isn't going to. Yeah. And now every one of their moms like, I got to start a podcast. Yeah. I'm fucking late. Yeah. Like, some people just don't see it. They don't see where the trend is headed. Mm.
Yeah. But the infant stages of the internet was wild. A wild time. Nothing was regulated.
The infant stages? You mean like the beginning porn of it. On the internet?
No. Like the beginning of the internet.
The infant stages wasn't that. That's later on. You weren't on the infant.
Yeah, infant stages were the 90s.
Yeah, the infant stages of the internet was...
Was porn pictures that took
loading?
Like
an hour to load. The DSL, all that stuff.
Yeah.
The infant stages were those stupid games that you were just clicking and pointing.
Yeah. I remember the first time I had internet was AOL. And it had the, you've got mail.
Yeah. That was the infant stages. Yeah. Bro, so goofy.
Yeah.
I remember.
And everyone thought they were cool.
Yeah, I remember when I was 5, my neighbor on top, the one that you used to make fun of in high school all the time.
Me?
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying that?
I'm going to tell you
after. Is it a guy or a girl?
A girl.
Oh, no, I feel bad now. Does she look like a horse? Oh, fuck.
Even like before.
You know that I said something one day and it stuck with me because it felt like a sitcom, but I meant it genuinely.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that her nickname was Horseface. I didn't know.
Oh, no.
And I just said, it's because I, that's the way I spoke. I spoke like American, and I was like, she looks sad. I go, why the long face? And then she starts like,
oh, yeah,
I was born this way. And then I realized she thought I was making fun of her. And I go, no, I didn't mean it. I go, ah, it's too late. And then I jumped into it. I was like, hey, you know, go fuck yourself, fucking horse. Like, because she got so offended that I got mad. But I sincerely meant like why you said, but I still remember that. I think that was the defining moment of me starting to make fun of her. I was like, why the long face? And it's like, I was born this way. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, I remember. And now I know who you're talking about.
But
yeah.
She used to have the dial-up internet. She used to yell, like, whenever her mother would take a phone call, she used to yell and shit. It was the funniest shit. And you'd hear that
like,
sound.
Before that, I remember when I arrived in Montreal, there used to be ads in the Montreal Mirror that was a paper. And they'd have phone numbers that you'd call with your modem.
They're retarded. What?
Yeah. So you'd have to, you'd call, connect your modem, and then you could watch one website.
Goddamn right.
What a shitty internet.
You used to get CDs that you have to put in, and those would allow you to go to certain places. And it was fucking, it was so weird.
It was so low budget.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about like Web 3.0 and shit.
Yeah, which is already, Web 3.0 is supposed to connect everything at once, which is what we're kind of doing now.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, so, but no more.
And whenever though they do, oh, this is Web 2.0. But it's just a slow transition.
It's just an evolution.
So we're actually either at Web 1.0 or Web 9,000,000.0.
Well, like, I think they have I was in the business, so I should know.
Yeah.
But I forgot the full definition, but there's a definition of each one, like why they call it. But I remember that 3.0 is supposed to be the Internet of Things. So, okay. But you know what? It takes so long. They're doing it now, but I remember 10 years ago. 10 years ago, bro, they were talking about apps where everything's connected to your phone. So you walk into a department store and it knows your size, everything.
Yeah.
So already they come to you like, Mike, welcome back. We have the shoes that you like. We have them in your size here. We have this in your size. So everything's done for you, which is cool. And now we're finally getting to that. But they've been talking about this for 10 years. But I guess no one had the right technology on them. And now because of facial recognition, the data on your phone, the algorithms, now they're starting to do it. But yeah, you're going to be able to walk into stores soon. Oh, also commercials. You're going to start seeing commercials, how you see on your phone, in malls, if they do it, for you when you walk by.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine how hard it's going to be for radio and TV when that happens. Like, because even now, like, people that still buy ads on radio, I don't get.
Me neither.
But...
but they're cheap as fuck, that's why.
Yeah. But still, like it's like shooting fucking at the ocean.
Yeah. And hoping that you hit a fish and then hoping that it somehow makes its way to your boat.
And the fish floats and then you can pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but I have noticed a lot more companies, they're starting to shit like, cuz before regular companies wouldn't promote on podcasts or online, and then now you're seeing more traditional companies like, okay, we didn't understand.
Like every major sponsor I have for the Suzukut, whenever I watch French TV, they advertise on all the like younger shows.
Oh, they're realizing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, I'm getting the same people as the TV.
They're gonna start leaving the TV.
Yeah.
I realized it when I saw podcasts like big podcasts getting pizza sponsored like local. Mm. I realized like, okay, the shift. They're starting to realize like, why the fuck would I pay $1 million? And no one's going to call my pizza store when I could pay way fucking less. And then everyone who watches this show, who actually listens and watches, like, oh, this guy supported my shit. Let me go get a pizza there. And it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
They're starting to realize.
Plus, podcasts are able to advertise with geo
location.
So you don't run an ad for your pizza shop in St. Leonard to some guy in Australia.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's a... it's amazing what's happening. But yeah, the commercials for you, that's gonna, you're going to be walking by.
That's wild.
It's going to write like Poseidon, we have your size, your color, the stuff that you like to buy. God damn. All the stuff you're going to be advertised and you're like, oh, shit, okay, I'm coming in. Because they have all the shit that I like.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, so, okay, I get it. So instead of, okay, that's cool.
What did you think he was saying?
No, I was just trying to think of how it would work. Because like now, like let's say you have a piece of clothing in mind, right?
Yeah.
And now you got to go look for it individually, and then you got to go check online, then you got to go check which stores.
Let's say you go in the mall, right? You walk in, and there's going to be these on the sides. Imagine screens like we have now.
Yeah.
Digital. Every time somebody walks in, it's going to say, welcome to that person. Welcome, Poseidon. And then it's gonna be, by the way, Poseidon,
you search this.
No, I won't see you search. It's gonna be, we know you bought the new sneakers 6 months ago. You might need new ones. Foot Locker has your size right now. These are the styles they have.
Yeah.
And it's all shit that you would wear because of all, everything's connected. Everything you look, search for online, everything you bought, everything is all connected. So it knows your size, your frequency of buying shit. So this was supposed to already happen years ago. And Google Glass, Google had come out with
Glass. I remember this.
It was supposed to be a huge part of it, but they fucked that. It was too early. Like the Dreamcast.
It was too early.
Because that's how they're going to personalize everything. It's supposed to be with contacts or implants in the longer future. So you see everything differently than other people. So the screens, there's never really anything permanently on them, but it's like augmented reality. When you're going to be looking at them, you're going to see shit.
So what you see is different than what I see.
That's long term, but the way we're going, we're going to be half cyborg anyway.
It's kind of cool, but will you be able to, my question is, let's say you get tired of that shit.
Yeah.
Will you be able to like just
ignore it? You walk in,
or like take off. Let's say it's glasses. Obviously, you can take off the glasses. That's a dumb question, but like,
if we move into implants, you can't take off the implant, but you could probably. I don't know. You can, but let's say right now, if the mall starts doing basic because of your
and
phone,
people like you're the only two guys I know that still go to malls.
Yeah, not a lot of people go to malls.
I use them in winter for my walking.
You also raise a good point. 10 years ago, when they were talking about this.
Malls were popular.
Malls were still ahead of online shopping. Another reason why we might not see this investment, like I never saw it, is because they're like, why would I invest in this? I could just invest digitally, no physical. Everyone's buying online.
Yeah.
Nah.
That could also, that's a very good observation. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's probably it too. Because I'm still thinking brick and mortar because I like the experience.
Yeah.
I like the hang.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too. I like that like in winter, you don't get, like you can't walk outside. And walking is important. So, like, I'll go to...
It sounded like an oral composition a child wrote. In the winter, you can't walk, but walking is important. Yeah. I like walking.
I like food because you don't die if you eat. And food is delicious.
And I'm going to live forever.
So, I like going to the... Like, especially in winter, you just walk around... Most of the time, I don't buy anything.
So, it's all old. It's only old people that walk in the...
A lot of immigrants
A lot of people, like I've been seeing more and more people. There is a lot of old people.
Immigrants.
There's a lot of moms.
Okay.
A lot of moms.
I'm not saying it to make a joke. For real, old people and immigrants.
Yeah.
That's the demographic that likes going to malls a lot.
A lot of moms with their babies.
Yeah. I think it's because where I live, the only mall is like a welfare mall.
Ah, shit, yeah.
So,
yo, the biggest welfare, the most welfare-y mall I've ever been to in Montreal, modern day is...
DeCarry.
No, in modern day... Abdicarry's decrepit too, but modern day is Place Versailles.
Yeah, in the east.
Place Versailles.
Really?
Garbage.
Yeah, Place Anglais is worse than that.
I want to go see
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's like Place Versailles, but without the good stores. At least Place Versailles has a
EB
couple
Games,
good stores.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Place Anglais has nothing.
Oh, I want to go see it.
It's horrible.
I remember Alexis Neon was trash.
But you guys, when you were at Alexis Neon, it was trash. When I was young, it was good. Then it turned trash because of all of the drug abuse that was there.
Plus,
for some reason, that mall hated native people. Do you remember how much they hated the natives? Your mall.
Well, yeah, but that's because
they would keep them between the doors. They go, you're allowed to be here and you're allowed to be here, but you can't go through here. So the only way to get out would be through the mall where they're not allowed to go. So a lot of them would stay in between like one exit and then the metro. So you try to take the metro and it's just rows of Native Americans sleeping.
Yeah. But that's because what they would do a lot. Like when I was there, at least they would just take piss. They would piss on the floor.
They weren't allowed to go in with the bathrooms. That's why.
Yeah,
they blocked the wrong exit.
No. They would walk into the mall. Like they would get.
I would do the same thing though. If someone told me your race of people can't come here, I'd be like, I'm gonna pee
everywhere. They weren't treated well there.
Oh, one time a native couple was caught having sex in Alexis Neon. He was eating her pussy out. There was a picture of this, I remember.
Yo, I didn't know it was going to be a sexy podcast. Tell me more.
I don't know, it was weird.
What was weird about it?
Speaking of pissing everywhere, dude, I had a freaking wacky dream and almost pissed myself. Dude, I had a dream. I walked to the gym. I'm training. And all of a sudden,
in a mall to the gym?
No. I walked in the gym, and as I'm doing like
that's how you knew it was a dream.
No.
You weren't in a mall.
I was doing the fly machine, and all of a sudden, in my dream, like people are talking and stuff.
Shit your pants.
I get up and I just start pissing on everyone and the whole gym.
And
just,
are they reacting?
They're reacting. They're like, "What the fuck? The freak out? What are you doing?" And I'm just laughing, like, "Ha ha ha ha!" And I'm pissing everywhere. And then I wake up, dude. I got so lucky. I guess like because I drank a lot of water, I had to piss, and like. Two drops escaped. I was like, I started running.
Also, you were close to peeing
everywhere. Yeah.
Were you on your back?
Yes.
Because it would have been, you would have pissed on your girlfriend, on everything. And then how do you explain that to her?
Yeah.
Fine, have fun explaining that one.
So like two drops had the same. I was like, holy shit. Because like what I do is, okay, I like to take risks, Mike. But like stupid risks. So like sometimes, because I'm tired, my alarm doesn't wake me up, even though it's very aggressive. So what I'll do is, Phil gave me this trick, actually. Yeah, it's Joey Diaz yelling. And he goes, just chug water before you go to bed. So I chug water, and now me having to go pee wakes me up.
Why did Phil give you that?
So if you gotta pee, that's what he does. Chug water to not pee?
No. You chug water before you go to bed.
So that at some point you're gonna have to get
like piss. At some point, like 7 a.m. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I thought it was a trick to not pee.
Yeah, me too.
No. It's a trick. Yeah.
So that you don't need an alarm.
Exactly. So that you can get up. Okay. So your body.
But what if you get up earlier and now your whole sleep cycle's fucked up?
That's never happened to me so far.
I'm saying, like, what if you have to take a piss at 5 a.m.?
Then I'm up at 5 a.m., baby!
That's what I'm saying. But you know, you're not a baby. You're not going to be happy. Don't lie.
No, obviously not. I'm not going to be happy. But,
yeah, and you got to time it perfect. Because if you get up at 5 to pee, you'll be like, fuck it, I'll go back to bed. Right? Even if you're not going to be like, I had to get up at 9, it's 4.
We're starting the day.
Yeah. Well, one thing about me is that if I
open
wake up.
For business.
It's very difficult for me to go back to bed after I wake up. Very difficult. Well, near impossible, I would say.
Because the sheets are all wet?
It's not near impossible. You've done it, but...
If I'm really tired, yeah. But if I'm not that tired and I wake up, going back to bed is... I'm like, fuck this. I'm staying up. I drink coffee.
All right, continue your story.
That was it. That was it. That was the closing statement of that.
Phil gave you a trick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a trick, yeah.
It's to drink water.
To chug water before you go to bed.
I feel like that you should have told us that part of the story before.
Yeah. And he goes, it worked for him. It works for him all the time, so.
Yeah. You shouldn't have talked about pee before that trick.
Yeah, you should have said that trick and then gave the story about how you almost pissed yourself, because then it would make sense.
Yeah, I see.
But now you said, I almost pissed myself, but I have a trick.
Yeah, no, because.
What's your trick?
Because
my trick is to drink stuff so I could pee.
Well, no, because when I was saying this, I was just thinking of the dream. And then that came to me of like why that happens.
So you started drinking chugs of water? You started chugging
a glass.
Just to make sure that you have to piss later.
Yeah.
I wake up. Sometimes I drink so much water that I'll pee multiple times. It's the worst. Mm. I pee right before I go to bed. I'm like, I'm nice and clean. And then I wake up in the middle of the night, like, I gotta take a piss. And I always get pissed off. I wake up, I go, I fucking took a piss.
Yeah.
And you gotta get up, go take a piss.
I'm happy that, because a lot of people my age, like, I have friends that get up twice during the night to pee. And I'm like...
And they pee both times?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Where do they store that much?
I have no idea. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with your bladder? Like,
didn't you just evacuate it?
Are they
drinking and peeing?
One of my friends told me, he's like my age, and he was like, yeah, I don't drink after 8 o'clock at night, I don't drink. Or else I got to get up like 3-4 times during the night. And I'm like, what the
fuck? Oh, they got a lightweight bladder.
Like, imagine.
But is that a lightweight? I'm very curious. How does that work?
You're doing that at 50. Imagine. 60. That's not even the bladder. I think it's just your fucking, everything in your body's broken.
Yeah, because let's say you go to piss that one time, right?
Mm.
You take everything out. There's nothing left, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you pissing 3 hours later?
I don't know. I'm able to hold it for really long.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I can hold it too, yeah. I just don't want to.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like taking a shit. Taking a shit I don't want to hold.
I get you.
It's the worst thing when you're holding a shit for too long. You just want to take a shit.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid that if you hold it too long and then...
It leaves.
And then you're like, God damn, am I ever going to get it back?
But then, you go to take a shit. You're like, oh, I had to take a shit earlier. And then you go and like, it's not coming. It's like, that's the worst.
So you said you don't want me here.
Yeah. But I have a bidet now, so I just shoot water up my ass. Fucking everything comes out, bro.
So all of your tricks are about chugging water.
Yeah.
Both orifices, just taking fucking.
You want to shove water up your ass.
You're modern day gay Hitler.
Yeah. I'm a fucking Renaissance man, bro.
He hates Jews. He's very loud. He loves taking shit in the ass. He's gay Hitler. Gay Hitler. Poseidon, if they want to find you online, where are they going to find you?
Yo, very simple. I am Poseidon.com.
Okay, but where are they going to find you?
Oh, Instagram and Twitter. I'm most active on Instagram. Twitter, not that much. The Poseidon 69
and
on Instagram.
And TikTok now.
And TikTok. Yeah, I started uploading a few more videos, like dumb shit.
Midget related.
One of the videos I've uploaded is midget related, yes.
And he wonders why they're in his algorithm.
Ah, it makes sense now. The Poseidon 69 on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Mike Ward is online. MikeWard.ca. Mike Ward hosts the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, Mike Ward Suzekut. It is on live Sundays if you are a member of his Patreon, patreon.com/Suzekut. And if not, it's on YouTube. So every couple of weeks you get those episodes, they go on YouTube. But I would suggest going to patreon.com/Suzekut. You get the entire back catalog and you get to watch a live stream. It's our fun. People comment in there. There's always witty banter. And tickets for all of his live shows will be at his website, MikeWard.ca. Yeah. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. I'm announcing tour dates. I already have a couple in French. Rimouski and Amqui. Those are coming out in May. We're going to announce soon. I already signed the contract, but I'm going to be in Abitibi for their comedy festival.
Oh, nice. You're doing the summer. The festival is really fun.
That's what they were telling me.
It's the best festival. I'm not saying the biggest, but it's the most fun comedy festival in Quebec.
The lady seemed cool as shit. Yeah. I told her who else is there. She named some people, and I know them. They're friends. So I go, oh, fuck, okay, it's fun. So they want to do the French cast. I'll do three tapings of the French cast. And then I'll jump on shows, do some stand-up. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Very cool.
We got that coming up. So check out the website. And if you want to start your own podcast and you're in Montreal, head over to PantelisComedy.com. There's a rental studio tab. Click on it. Look at the video. Send us a message. Poseidon will gladly produce your own podcast. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.